Firefighters managed to contain 50% of a Mendocino County wildfire. From the newsroom, I'm Susan King with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. The wildfire has destroyed two structures in a remote area on the eastern side of Anderson Valley. With inflation hitting a 40-year high, most Americans are stretching their budgets to afford the high cost of food and gas. Democratic California Congressman Ro Khanna talking about it with Fox News this week.
We need to, every day in the Congress, in the White House, morning, afternoon, and evening, tell the American people, what are we doing to lower prices? What are we doing to provide economic relief? What are we doing to make sure that flights aren't getting canceled all over airports? What are we doing to make sure baby formula is in back in the shelves?
Adventist Health is hosting a free sports physical and back-to-school fair for school-aged kids. The next fair is coming up at Adventist Health Ukiah Valley this Saturday, 8 to 1. Up next, it's Peter Killeen at the local desk. I'm Susan King.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Drug Task Force serving a search warrant on a residence on Cannibal Island Road in Lolita for suspected fentanyl sales. They've been investigating the resident, 55-year-old Brandy Monjarez, for several weeks for transportation and sales of fentanyl. Monjarez, the only person inside the residence at the time. Agents conducted a search of the home and located about 2.5 ounces of fentanyl, a digital scale, as well as packaging materials inside. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.